the more I looked at it, the more I thought, I don't know that I have all the answers here, but there's got to be better ways to do this. Even though I'd been raised in a military family, I'd been in ROTC, I'd even almost gone to the Air Force Academy after high school, I just found myself thinking, nope, we've got to do this differently. So I've decided to look into being a conscientious objector.
When you were ROTC, doesn't that mean that you had the obligation to accept military service?
Well, I would have, except my senior year in college, I woke up to the fact that I didn't want to go into the Air Force. I just wasn't interested. And I can't say that I was a pacifist or a peacenik, because that never occurred to me at the time. I just knew that the thought of spending 4 years sounded so boring. I mean, who knew that Vietnam was around the corner? I didn't. Keep in mind, I had grown up on military bases, but I had grown up in the Cold War, sort of between big wars. And really, a fighting machine that doesn't have a war to fight is, at least in my view, a pretty boring place. And I found myself thinking, the last thing I want to do is sit around for 4 years. So I went and told my ROTC instructor that. They huffed and puffed and shuffled around, and they said, well, look, you have to either fish or cut bait here, so you're either in or you're out. And I said, well, if I'm either in or I'm out, then I want out. So they let me out.